Just a quick thought here, guys. I'm on my way back now, and you can probably hear the car engine in the background, from some work in the south of England, where I've been working with local officers in local authorities and local politicians and so on, to help them make better presentations. One of the things I did was ask them to jot down on index cards the most pressing questions they had about making presentations, and I collated those and I answered all of those questions in the training that I did for them. And one of the questions that came up in various formats most frequently was, how do you keep control of a presentation? That is, what they were getting at was, how do you stop people chatting or using their phones or opening their laptops and doing some work? Because the real problem was that they were making presentations as part of a meeting, and nobody wanted to be at the meeting, so they were just going through the motions and all of that kind of thing. Now, obviously, I have some sympathy with that, because if people don't want to be at the meeting, then they shouldn't be at the meeting. They're just, you know, wasting their time and yours by turning up. But one of the things that we came down with after we'd chatted about it for a bit was that these guys needed to really, really, really up their game in terms of meeting management. And the best way of doing that that I've ever come across, the best way of doing that I've ever read about, is to set up your ground rules right at the very, very beginning. And we ended up deciding that maybe what we ought to do is just put a couple of things on our splash screen slide. If you don't know the terminology, our splash screen slide, that's the slide that we show as our audience is coming in, and typically it will have the title of your presentation and maybe your name or something along those lines. But we decided that maybe one of the best things to do is just to put a couple of rules across the bottom of that. You know? So presentation X by Dr. Simon Raybould, and then a couple of notes at the bottom that might say something like, please turn off your mobile phones. They don't actually have to cover all the rules of engagement, you know, but they just set the ground rules, they set the atmosphere, they set the expectation for what people can assume. So if you say to them, please turn off your mobile phones, firstly, that is a clear, very clear instruction, so that if anybody doesn't turn off the mobile phone, they are in breach of a regulation, and you can come down on them with people on your side saying, look, we agreed at the beginning that, you know, mobile phones are going to be turned off. But secondly, it makes it more likely that other little rules and other little professional courtesies will be extended to you simply because you've taken the trouble of telling these guys that this is what you expect and this is how it's going to be. It's a really simple little trick, but we thought it was definitely worth a try.